Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the Process of There, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the destiny and call and purpose of God for our lives. It is the place where we allow God to make us and shape us through the things that we go through and endure in our everyday lives. It is the things that happen to us, and we use the Word of God to bring us out, to shape us, to make us, to grow us, to mature us, to allow us to walk in wisdom, that we walk not in our own way, but in God's way. The book of Proverbs lets us know that in all of our ways, to trust in the Lord with all our heart, lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways, acknowledge Him, and He would direct your path. That proverb, that word, that life is saying that as we trust God with our destiny, as we trust God with His truth, as we trust God knowing that the way that He's taking us is good, we see the saving power, the salvation, the redeeming power of God, but we also see the life and the Word of God in us, showing us that we are new creatures, that we no longer live according to our emotions and our flesh and the things that used to drive us before, but now we live according to the Spirit of God, the Word of God, and the will of God. And we grow in that grace and that knowledge as we allow God to reveal Himself. The Bible lets us know to grow into grace, grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as we do that, we become more and more like Him in our everyday life, in our everyday situation. That's how we prove the Word of God, because we no longer walk according to our flesh and our emotions, but we walk according to the Spirit. And when we do, we see the manifestation of God's power. We've been studying here with Unlikely Place of Blessings, where God will allow places in our life that we can't understand how God could possibly bless us or how it could even show up in a way that is in our favor. And God uses that place to bless us, to grow us, to stretch us, to show us Himself, and to also prove to us, to me and you, that He's God, that He's in control, and that He's not limited by unlimited circumstances or limited by problems in our life, that He can show up at any point in time and change it, and it'll be only what He says concerning us. We are studying now in this place of unlikely blessings is David, and is dealing with leadership, how David was called by God, not by man, and chosen by God, and he's in an unlikely place, but this is a place where God is going to bless him, establish him, grow him, mature him, and turn him into the leader that he was born to be before the foundations of the earth. But we're going to go back into this study and look further into this a little bit more about David. And we said yesterday that David basically is running from Saul. He's running in a place where he's gone back to Samuel, who is the prophet that spoke over him and anointed him to be king. So he goes back to Samuel, and Samuel represents the Word, the life of God, because he's the prophet and he's the mouthpiece of God who spoke over David. So he goes back to the Word. And we said yesterday that when we hit situations in our lives and circumstances, we always have to go back to the Word, not just hitting circumstances and situations, but every single day we're supposed to go to the Word and see what the Word says about our life, our situation, our certain circumstance, how we can conduct ourselves and live in a way that is pleasing to the Lord. So he goes back to Samuel, and he tells Samuel everything. He tells Samuel how he's being treated. He tells him how Saul is treating him and what he's done. And Saul sends men to David to get him. He sends men three times to David to get him. But each one of them that come, before they're able to get to him, they're able to prophesy. And they prophesy to David about destiny. They prophesy about what the Lord is saying. And Saul himself then comes, and he begins to prophesy. The Bible says that he stripped himself naked. He stripped himself naked, and he prophesies from that time to the next day. And he was prophesying the divine will of God concerning David and what God was saying concerning David's life. So we see that even this lets us see that that David himself knew again and again and again not only what Samuel had said was the will of God, but the troops that came and then Saul who came, and they prophesied again what God was saying, what the will of God was. So he heard it, and it was through people who did not hear Samuel prophesy to him, that did not know or understand that he had been anointed to be king prior to meeting Saul or coming under his command. So these men began to say what God was saying concerning David, and he had to receive it, and they had to receive it. Even if they didn't like it, it was spoken by the authority and the power of God through them, and so the Holy Spirit fell on them, because during this time frame, the Holy Spirit did not dwell in man like he does now, because Jesus had not yet come. So he is the comforter. The Holy Spirit is the comforter Jesus had sent after his death and resurrection, that lets us know that now we have the impartation of the Spirit of God, the life of God that brings change to us. That's why we're new creatures when we receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, because there's a change that happens on the inside. So the Holy Spirit would come upon man during this Old Testament time, and they would prophesy, they would write, they would do all that the Lord had said, because the Holy Spirit came upon them. Now he dwells in us. So they knew that this was not themselves, this was the will of God, and David heard it, and they heard it, whether they wanted to acknowledge it, obey it or not, the soldiers or Saul, it was the will of God being spoken in the earth, and that was established already in heaven. When God is telling you to do something, he will allow it to be established. Even when he tells you something in private, he will make sure that it's made known publicly, because he's going to let you know and others know that he's with you, he's for you, and what he's doing in your life. So we see that once this happens, and the Bible lets us know in the 19th chapter of the 1 Samuel that after this happened, that Saul basically stripped off his clothes and prophesied before Samuel in a like manner and lay down naked all that day and all that night. Therefore, they say to Saul among all the prophets, they say, is Saul a prophet? Is he a prophet? He's among the prophets. Is he prophesying? Because he's prophesying. So God is allowing him to prophesy, but does that make him a prophet? And we have to make sure, that's not part of our study on this, but we have to make sure, because we are used by God, or we're in a church, and the anointing is there where anyone can prophesy because they're open and willing vessels. That does not qualify and make you a prophet just because the Lord used you sometimes to speak a word of knowledge or to give a prophecy to someone. He's using you because you're open. You have to be affirmed in the gift or in the mantle of a prophet. It has to be affirmed by a leader that you are that. And when it is affirmed that you are that, you first must know that you are that, and you're not just one that God is using in that manner. So after this, in the 20th chapter, we see that there is this bond, this loyalty that happens, that established between Jonathan and David. And as I said before, God will always allow someone to be in your corner to help you, to befriend you. And they will be that person that God will use to lift your hands up when you're going through things, to be that encouragement, to remind you of the will and the word of God. They will be someone that will walk with you and be strength to you when you need it the most. And so God will always send that person to you to make sure that you get whatever you need. And every leader needs a loyal friend. If you have leaders who do not have loyal friends or do not have any friends, they are a very lonely leader, and their life, you can look at their life and you can see the impartation of not having friends around them. Leaders need people that they can talk to, relate to, and also who can check them, so to speak, and someone that can say to them, you know, I'm talking to you as a friend, not as someone that is that's going after you or coming at you with the title. They're coming to you as a friend, and they're talking to you, and they're speaking to you, and they're encouraging you or saying some things to you that you need to hear. So when you hear it from a friend, you know that that person who is your friend is not vindictive and is not coming after you maliciously to try to destroy you, but the advice that they're giving you or the counsel that they're giving you or even the friendship that they've given you, you know it's godly and it's God sent. So we see that even though Jonathan was the royal prince, he basically exhorted and encouraged David, knowing that he was going to be the future king. He was going to have that throne. Jonathan knew that, and he accepted that, and he girded David up and encouraged him in this. Jonathan was available, dependable. He was responsible, vulnerable. He was all of these things, and it speaks about his loyalty to David and in the chapters of chapter 20, 1 through 41. It talks about how he was loyal to David and how he helped David, and he really made himself available to be there for David in a way that David can't depend on and rely on when everybody else was against him until the death of Jonathan. He was a loyal friend, covenant friend, and it was a godly relationship to David. Saul's anger was even aroused against Jonathan, and we spoke about this yesterday, because when Jonathan began to ask questions of his father about why he was trying to kill David and why he was after him, Saul throws a spear at Jonathan and as well. And when he throws the spear at Jonathan, Jonathan knew for certain that his father was determined to kill David. He knew for certain, and part of him believed or hoped that he would change. And a lot of times when we have people that come after us and do malicious things, there are always those who hope that they would change, that hope that they would turn or repent. And when we see that they will not, it grieves us because we understand that they are getting and falling into a place in the natural and in the spirit where God is going to deal with them very harshly and heavily because of what they're doing. David was an innocent bystander, only following and obeying the will of God, and because of his anointing and because of God's hand on him, Saul went after him, and people will go after you because of God's hand and his anointing on you, where God is placed inside of you. So they will be your enemy, become your enemies just because of God being who he is to you and for you. So Jonathan got up from the table when his father did this, very angry with his dad. He ate no food. He fasted basically that all night long, and his spirit was grieving heavy for David because he knew that his father had treated David shamefully. The way that Saul was treating him was shamefully, so he knew this. And Jonathan went and he told in the morning David everything that happened. They had a signal, and they used that signal about in the field shooting the arrows, and if it went a certain way, if it went behind him, all the things that was going to happen. And he told him everything. He let him know everything that his father was going to do. But at this particular time, they made a covenant. There was a stronger covenant that was made between them. And we're going to get into that covenant place next week because my time is gone, and I really wanted to get into that. But we're going to talk about that covenant, and we're going to reveal some things about covenant and what covenant is. So we're going to talk about and deal with that next week. I'm Pastor Cheryl Saxton. Thanks so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the Prosper There. And I'm praying that you're receiving this instruction, this encouragement, this empowerment to help you in your process. If you're here in this place of leadership where God is shaping and making you, and some people are not understanding who you are and coming against you, I hope that you see that you're not supposed to go after them, but you're supposed to be like a David. Be blessed and have a wonderful worship weekend.